Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, March 3rd, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The UN condemning Russia. President Biden's Supreme Court nominee heads to the Senate. Economists rank the states with the worst inflation. The House January 6th committee issues a finding. Also ahead, is Putin committing war crimes? But first, the UN General Assembly, formally condemning Russia for invading Ukraine, easily passing a symbolic resolution calling Putin's attack, quote, an act of unprovoked aggression. Just five countries oppose the measure: Russia itself, Belarus, Eritrea, North Korea, Syria. 35 nations, including China, abstain from the vote. The Senate beginning confirmation hearings for Joe Biden's Supreme Court pick on March 21st. If approved, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson will be the first African-American woman to serve on the court. Ms. Jackson was appointed to the U.S. Court of Appeals in D.C. by Mr. Biden last June. Latest polls show most Americans want a Supreme Court justice based on merit, not skin color, but Judge Jackson will be confirmed, I predict. Money Magazine ranking the states with the worst rates of inflation. The average American now paying $385 more every month than he or she did last year. That's $4,600 a year slashed from the family budget. States hardest hit: New York, California, Florida, Massachusetts. The worst spot for inflation, Wisconsin. Prices in the Badger State up 8% across the board. Residents there paying 40% more for heating oil this winter. Wow, and it is cold in Wisconsin. The House committee investigating the January 6th riot has issued a finding that President Trump and some of his allies broke the law or something. It's a conspiracy, a criminal conspiracy. Now, that finding would be a big deal, but it's not, because the committee, made up entirely of Trump haters, had its finding the first day it met. In a moment, Vlad Putin, war criminal? Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Many believe, including me, that Vladimir Putin is a war criminal for the illegal Russian invasion of Ukraine, and that Putin is responsible for the deaths of women, children, men who are civilians, not in the military. And every day, the death list gets larger. So why wouldn't Vladimir Putin be a war criminal? A little background. The definition war criminal goes through the United Nations. Some examples. In 1994, the UN prosecuted 93 people responsible for the genocide in Rwanda, Africa, that killed about 800,000 people. The former prime minister of Rwanda pleaded guilty to 7 counts, including genocide, and was sentenced to life. From 2000 to 2006, the UN prosecuted war crimes in East Timor, Asia. Complicated situation there, but 5 trials were held, 90 individuals charged, 84 of whom were convicted. In 2002, the UN prosecuted Slobodan Milosevic, the former president of Serbia. You may remember that. The Security Council resolution charged those responsible for mass killings of Bosnian Muslims. Milosevic died in a UN detention center in 2006 before that trial concluded. Now we have Ukraine alleging that Russia is committing war crimes against its civilians, which is true. So Ukraine has brought that case to the UN's highest court, accusing Moscow and Putin of planning genocide and asking the court to intervene to halt the invasion and order Russia to pay reparations. Of course, the UN court cannot do that. It's not powerful enough. The International Court of Justice and the UN will discuss the allegations, however, next week. The tribunal will be led by 38 member nations. But again, it is Putin himself who is responsible for all of this. He is an atrocious human being. He is violating international law. There's no excuse. I've heard some absurdities on the television news like, well, we threw the Russians out of Cuba. He can do that in Ukraine. That kind of insane nonsense covers up that Putin is Hitler light. It's the same thing. A huge, powerful nation rolling into an independent, sovereign country, Ukraine, and killing people. It is that simple. Russia doesn't need Ukraine. There's no compelling reason for this atrocity. It's Putin's ego. He wants to make the Soviet Union great again, or some crazy thing. All the UN can do is condemn him symbolically. He's not going to be sitting in The Hague in a trial. At least I don't think so. I hope he does, but I don't think so. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on television. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Facing stiff competition from streaming services like Netflix, Apple, and Amazon, executives at CBS are resurrecting a 67-year-old sitcom. Coming this fall, a woke version of The Honeymooners. Oh, no, no. Here is the story. In the 1950s and early 60s, blue-collar Americans were rarely seen on television. Biggest programs were things like The Andy Griffith Show, Leave It to Beaver, a kind of idealistic fare. Enter Jackie Gleason. The Honeymooners debuted in 1955 and became an immediate smash hit. The show featured Gleason as a volatile bus driver named Ralph Cramden, his long-suffering wife Alice, and their life inside a cramped New York City apartment. Despite being regarded as one of the most influential programs in TV history, The Honeymooners was also one of the shortest. The entire series consisted of just 39 episodes that aired over 11 months, and many of those episodes were filmed live. During its short run, the show won 6 Emmys. Said Jackie Gleason at the time, quote, "The writers have exhausted all the funny plots for a half-hour sitcom. I want to go out on a high note," and he did. The program would spark two musicals, one spinoff, a game show, and two movies. Jackie Gleason even threatened to sue the Flintstones for stealing his persona. That might be Fred Flintstone. Modern times, however, have been tough on old Ralph Cramden. In recent years, he and his crew have been accused of promoting domestic violence. Critics claim the comedian physically threatened his wife when saying he would, quote, "send her to the moon." Now the Honeymooners will return this fall with some progressive tweaks. According to creators, the show will be, quote, "a bold female-driven reboot centered around Ruth and her husband Alex, who are determined to have a marriage where they have true equality." Wow. Maybe another Ralph Cramden quote. Bang. Zoom. Back after this.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.